Acts 8, verse 26 reads, "And the angel of the Lord spake unto Philip, saying, Arise and go toward the south, unto the way that goeth down from Jerusalem unto Gaza, which is desert. And he arose and went, and behold, a man of Ethiopia, an eunuch of great authority, under Candace, queen of the Ethiopians, who had the charge of all her treasure and had come to Jerusalem for to worship, was returning and sitting in his chariot and read Isaiah the prophet. Then the Spirit said unto Philip, Go near and join thyself to this chariot. And Philip ran thither to him and heard him read the prophet Isaiah and said, Understandest thou what thou readest?" Now, what I want to bring out about this story is that Philip was given the opportunity to give the gospel to someone that was just outside of his, like, a soul winning time or mission trip, you could say, right? And just as Philip was ready and able to give the gospel to this man when presented the opportunity, we should be ready and willing to give the gospel to someone throughout our day-to-day life. Or even like when we're soul winning, if we see someone on the street, we shouldn't just let them pass by if we can help it. We should go to them and stop them and give them an invite and try to give them the gospel. But point number one is we should be ready to preach the gospel to someone in our everyday life and on the street. And that was point number one. Point number two is people on the streets or in our everyday life could be specifically sent to us to preach the gospel. And that's so true. I mean, I've heard stories from a lot of you guys where you've given the gospel to people over the phone, or you've given the gospel to people on your lunch break, or you've given the gospel to people at the park or whatever. And that's the way we should be as soul winners, is ready and willing to give the gospel whenever we can give the opportunity. Now, obviously, I'm not telling you to just stop, neglect your work, don't work, just take off of work during the day to give the gospel. That's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying when you make the opportunity, for instance, coworkers, that's a good example. Coworkers, you can almost always make an opportunity to bring up the gospel to them. Why? Because you can take a lunch break with them, or you could talk to them right after work. You could make it happen, but sadly, a lot of times people don't even want to take the time to do that. And that's that. You're not right with God to just never bring up the gospel with someone, because you could bring, or you could make the opportunity happen. Thirdly, people on the streets are often more receptive, and people we see from day to day, and that's very true too. I mean, I've literally given the gospel to my coworkers before, and after I'm done, I'm just thinking to myself, like, oh my goodness, like, that guy was more receptive than half the people I've spoken to at the door last week or whatever, right? So you never know. Never judge someone like, oh, well, he's my coworker or something. He's not going to want to hear, listen to me, right? Don't think that way. Bring up the gospel to him. Give him an invite. You say, well, how do I bring it up to him? Ask him to come to Family Friend Day, right? And be like, hey, more important than that, are you sure you're going to heaven? It's not really that hard. Or you could just ask him, be like, hey, so-and-so, are you a Christian? I'm just curious. And then let him speak. And say, hey, more important, bring up the question. Boom. It's really not that hard. You just have to set your mind to it that you're not just going to turn on soul winning mode Saturday from 10 to 12. That should not be your mindset. You should turn on soul winning mode throughout your day-to-day life, right? But lastly, I want to give a story. I'll give some credit to my wife for this. But this is definitely a story that I think shows that people can be brought to us, by God to give the gospel to them. So there was a man, I forgot his name, I have to talk to her, you have to ask her after the service, but there was a young kid that used to come here years and years ago. He was young at the time, so he wasn't saved, but they stopped coming to the church in the Northgate area. They stopped coming, and years later, which was just a few months ago, my wife just so happened, my mother-in-law just so happened to ask her to go pick up some ice cream at the grocery store. So she goes and she picks up some ice cream for her mom, and she's pressed to give the gospel to these people that are selling chocolates in the front. And obviously, in our flesh, we're like, oh man, I could give the gospel to them. I know that the opportunity's there. That was her mindset. But she did it. She overcame that, and she did it. And she went to them, and she offered to give the gospel to them. And this guy was very receptive, and he got saved. But just think about it. He lost contact with all of us for 4 years And my wife just happened to be there, saw the opportunity, felt pressed to do it, walked to the opportunity and took care of it. And God used that situation and used her to reach that man. And who knows if any of us would have ever met him in any other situation, right? So think about that. I mean, let's think about this, on an airplane, right? I've heard stories of some of you giving the gospel to somebody beside you in an airplane, right? That may be the only opportunity that they have ever to hear the gospel. And it could be up to you to give them the gospel and them get saved. So yes, the main emphasis in this tip is be ready and willing to give the gospel in your everyday life. Don't just soul winning is on Saturday. I shouldn't have to give the gospel today. I don't feel like it. No, that's pretty lame of you to do that. But that's it for the tip. Let's pray. Dear Lord, I do thank you for this opportunity we have to go out and soul win from door to door, Lord. I thank you for the opportunity of that, Lord. I do pray, though, that you would help us to be filled with the Spirit every day, that we may be willing and able to give the gospel to people when presented the opportunity. And I pray that you would bring people to us so that we could win them to you, Lord. And I pray all these things in Christ's name. Amen.